Okay, so welcome back, everybody. Give you a little opportunity to stretch or to take another deep breath, and we'd love to hear how you're feeling, how that experience was for you. So please do punch in the Q&A section. Let us know how you felt through it, what you experienced through it.
And let's try something. Let's try to see whether you have 5 to 8 level.
Okay.
Put your palms facing each other and call 5 to 8 and see whether it expands.
So everybody just take your palms and put it one facing the other and then just call out 5 to 8 and see if your hands are just drawn apart. So everybody do that first. Okay, everybody got that? Let me know in the Q&A section if you're having difficulty doing that. So simply take your hands, put them like in prayer position, but have them be about an inch or two apart, and then just call on 5 to 8. 5 to 8. And let them expand out. All right. Okay. What would you like us to do next, Sifu James?
No, that's it. So hopefully they maintain that 5 to 8 level for forever.
Yes, that's what we would all like. Because when you're at 5 to 8, then all the so-called negative radiation or dirty energy will not affect you. So the what we were conveying in the energy transmission is to clear out and to assist you to come into a faster state of being at 5 to 8. Because when you're at the 5 to 8 megahertz, it happens that Leanna is saying yes, the hands expand so fast. Yes, and what you should be experiencing after doing energy transmission is that when you call on 5 to 8, the expansion is almost instant. You feel it much, much faster than before. Great. Thanks, Liliana, for letting us know. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you should be feeling. Okay. Does anyone else want to give us feedback on how they experienced that? Okay, there's someone calling in from California. Are you okay if I put the call live, James?
Sure.
Okay, so 1 second. It's coming through from Bakersfield, California. I'm going to open up your line. So 1 second, please. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Kelly.
Hey, thank Kelly.
You.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
The way I experienced it was... the energy was rotating very fast in the beginning, clockwise, first in my head, and then it became my entire body. And then it would slow down, and then it would speed up. And that went on for, I would say, about the first third. And then it did sort of 3 counterclockwise spins, very slow. And then it just settled, and then I just stayed settled for the rest of it. I did have some burping also.
Good. Anything you want to comment on that, James?
No.
It's good. Yeah. So people experience burping or yawning when they're clearing? I know, I remember my grandmother, she used to do a lot of burping as well. So for some people... they experience it differently. I've seen people do a lot of yawning. Sifu James does burping. We've talked about it, why the burping, we don't know. That just seems to be the way it is for some people. How do you feel now, Kelly?
I feel great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Oh, our pleasure, honey. And it's wonderful to hear from you. Send over some of that sunshine, will you please?
Yes, I hate to tell you, I'm really enjoying it.
I know. Well, they're
sorry.
They're calling for freezing rain here tomorrow, so ha.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, I'll send you some.
All right. I'll hold you to that.
Thanks.
Sending you lots of love. Okay,
love.
Bye. All right, see you. So there's also another comment in the Q&A section, which is, hi, is this activation just as effective on the replay? So I'll let Sifu James answer that first, and then I'll give you my feedback. Because sometimes we have a difference of opinion on this one. Sifu?
Sure. Yeah. You'll be effective, too.
Yes. Yeah. And it absolutely it is. I've had a lot of people.
Because she's part of the call today.
Yes.
So the frequency is actually built into the replay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why we make it available for you both on the MasterpieceLife.com site and also on the JamesFu.ca site. You'll see under JamesFu, it's under Resources. And on the Masterpiece Life, it's under Clearings and Activations. They're all available there for you, okay? And Belinda has a comment, which is, I feel like my skin was itchy, tingly, and expanding. The top of my head felt very heavy. So an energy vortex spinning clockwise, then counterclockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I fell asleep and then came back into my throat very tight. And still feeling tingling all over. Mm. Thanks, Belinda. I guess that was like Kelly, how she experienced it going clockwise and then counterclockwise as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you for that. Thanks. And then Debbie's saying, I felt a tingle in my right finger, moving up my wrist, felt something in my belly. Then I had lots of yawning, which is still going on, along with burping. Suddenly, during the transmission, huge winds have picked up in Los Angeles.
Mm.
I don't know if you can comment on the wind section.
Okay.
That's good. Thanks, Debbie. Another comment from Maria is, hello, I used to be able to feel my hand separating with 5 to 8, but this time it didn't happen. Oh, okay. So Maria, try that again. Just first take a deep breath in and release. And bring your hands out in front of you. Just relax your hands. And just call out 5 to 8. And just keep calling on 5 to 8. And then let me know after if you're feeling them being pulled out, separating, still not. Okay. Another comment and question that we get very often is, how about for someone who wasn't on the call tonight, if they listen to the replay, will it be effective for them? So let's see if James answers and I'll comment. Because we get this all the time.
Yeah. It won't be as effective as staying on the call.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
There's still some energy there.
Yes.
Now,
I know we get that a lot. Mm-hmm.
I sense a lot of people asking, can I
yes.
do this thing, get rid of the radiation without being all together like this. Now, when you are at 5 to 8 level, now, basically, what is this radiation? This radiation is man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we at Qigong level, we're energy healing. We're looking at natural radiations, natural frequencies. But the man-made frequencies, like this cell phone frequency, they are man-made. So our body couldn't accept them, so they become harmful. But we have natural defensive mechanism. So when the level is high enough, those low-level energy can get in. But we can't guarantee we're always at this high level. So what happens when you're at a low level, they will come in. Now, so all you have to do is get yourself to a 5 to 8 level, just calling 5 to 8, 5 to 8. And all you have to do is give it a command. Say, okay, I don't want this unsupported or unsupported frequencies. either it's due to food or due to other stuff, because this is the frequency our body would not account for. So they can get rid of it. Then all you have to do is say, okay, 5 to 8, change all this unsupported frequency into supporting frequency, or unsupported energy into supporting energy. Things will change. Now, for those who are attending my workshop before, or even free seminar, we do a lot of those demos, tea bags. We know tea bags are harmful to us because there's a lot of acid in there. So as long as you hold it in front of you and call out 5 to 8, please change the frequencies. You're automatically calling yourself to block off all those unsupported frequencies. The acid is not supported because you are too much. By the time you're calling it out, you start to change the frequencies. Then you can have the tea. Did I make myself clear how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just very simple instructions. 5 to 8. Change all unsupported frequency into supporting frequency. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So that's just a very simple way to do it, is to first have yourself be at 5 to 8. And you can do that by just, you know, calling 5 to 8 and letting your hands expand. And we also always ask you to bring in what we call the no-me concept. So it's not about me and I. You're back to being connected as part of source, part of the universe. So when you're doing that, say, you know, when the command you're giving is to change all unsupportive frequencies into supportive frequencies. Because you don't want to have to focus on which one is supportive, which one isn't, because you don't know that. There's so many spectrums that we're always in exposure to. So when you just say, when you just command, change unsupportive frequencies or radiation to supportive one, you're doing that not just for your environment, but to everything around you, which is part of what we call the no-me. It's not just me and my body. It's you're changing everything. All right? So I hope that was clear, and that's pretty easy to do. And you can do that with, as Sifu Dan was saying, the food. We often, when we're having the live workshops, we do use the experiment with a tea bag, where when you take a tea bag and put it on your palm and you muscle test, you'll find that your body goes weak because, you know, tea is acidic. But once we connect into 5 to 8 and then ask the tea to change to supportive, then ask the tea to become alkaline, then people have an experience of the tea being strong for them. So that is what you can also do with radiation and energy around you. Okay, so a couple more comments coming in. Let's see. Lynn in Ottawa is saying, at the beginning of the opening, my heart actually hurt, like it was being ripped open. I could actually smell the blood. Ooh. It took about 10, 20 minutes to stop feeling uncomfortable. Why is that? So that's from Lynn in Ottawa.
Yeah, you have a lot of emotion attached there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
No. This time, the energy transmission is quite different from last time, the last month one, and the previous one. Because every time when I do this energy transmission, I'm using different methods. Now, this one is using the power from your subconscious mind. The first thing that you feel, now, if you put your memory back just a few minutes ago. The first thing you feel is you have that energy coming from the middle of the brain, actually connected with your heart, because we want to clear all the emotions first. And then for those who have attended the workshop before, when we talk about hyper channel, you'll see your hyper channel very clearly. They are all connected to the universe to get information. Now, once those two are done, you can do anything you want within your body. That's why we can say raise your energy level to 5 to 8 and stay there. Now, the reason you have your heart open up that badly because you have a lot of past history, past emotion that buried in there. You should feel much better now. If I lost anyone.
So, Lynn, if you let us know how you're feeling. And also, once again, there's last month's energy transmission was specifically on the hypothalamus and clearing deep emotion. So that's a good one for you to go back to and keep maybe re-listening or doing until you're feeling your heart at a more calmer, open position. But do let us know how you're feeling now. Okay? So another comment coming in from Bill is feeling very relaxed. I drift in and out of awareness. And when in, I experience a lot of clarity. That's awesome. Good work.
Absolutely. Because I was using the fourth dimension energy too.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be traveling between three and fourth dimension.
Awesome.
So that's why you're in and out.
Great. Really good. And then from Deb, another comment is, meant to say I also felt a scratchy pain in my throat and coughed out energy. There was a slight scratch that came back into the throat. So she still has a very slight scratchy feeling in her throat.
Okay. As I explained before, we'll just try to clear all the emotion first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why a lot of people must be burping because it's using HAP technique or yawning, to get rid of it. So if you have a lot of emotional issues, you will find there's a lot of energy is rushing to your throat and try to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it hurts.
Perfect. So once again, because this one at the beginning did need to clear out a lot of energies for the emotions, if you find that you're feeling a lot of constriction in your throat or in your heart area, I would recommend you go back to last month's clearing and do the hypothalamus and emotions clearing. And also, a few months back, I did a HAP technique guided meditation, which is also up in the clearings and activation section, where it just kind of guides you quickly how to do the HAP technique as Sifu James taught us. Okay, it's all up there for you to access. And Lynn's commenting now from Ottawa. Yes, she's definitely feeling much better right now. Perfect. And then Moji asks a question. She says, hi, during the transmission, I felt a sharp needle going through the bottom of my left heel and my left breast. Would you please elaborate? Thank you. That's for Moji.
The heel one I understand. The breast one I don't.
Mm.
Because I was trying to clear all the energy from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy actually passing through the heel.
Right. But I think the left breast is more back to emotions.
No idea.
Hmm. Well, what I recommend you would do is after we hang up, if you go back and...
Oh, like that's not at the breast level. No, no. I got her. Because
got
her frequency is here, yeah. Do you have some kind of a blood pressure problem?
So, Moji, if you can please type in the Q&A section, let us know if you have a blood pressure issue. Now, just one second. Just one second, I haven't heard back from her yet, James.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. And a couple of questions. Actually, this is a question that we get all the time, which I answered earlier, but I'll answer again. It says, hi, so are all these James and Sifu James energy clearings only effective for those who are listening on the night they take place, and none of them would be as effective as on replays? So here's our comment to that. And that's why I always encourage people to be on the calls. However, I do know that the Master's Life community is international, and often people cannot be on those calls. We do find that when people are on the call live, and see if we can collect their energy, listening to the replays is stronger. However, once again, because as I say, you know, our community is international, and people can't attend the calls because for often for them it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I have had numerous comments back from people saying that when they do listen to the replays, even if they could not be on the call, they've had effect. So as Sifu James said earlier, he does leave energetic transmissions in the calls that we are doing so that all can access. However, once again, if you can be live on the call, then the effect is stronger. Okay, so if you go back to the replays, yes, they are there. They are of assistance. They are effective. And they're stronger when you have been part of that program that was put on. Okay? I think...
No, because there's another way, the other way to connect when you're listening to the replay, because we're all talking about frequencies, so
yes.
You can call up Sifu James, connect me. You'll be connected to that, all the energies in that replay.
Mm-hmm. So that's another way to do it. Do you want them to use 3396 Sifu James or just calling your name?
Just call 3396 Sifu James, yes.
So what you can do is if you are not, we're not able to be on the energy transmissions, then when you start off, just as you're starting your meditative state, just call on 3396, which is Sifu James's energy signature, and then just say 3396, Sifu James, connect me. All right, so that's 3396, Sifu James, connect me, and then you'll be part of that, and you can experience the full force of it. Okay? Wonderful. So the comment coming in from Moji is that, yes, she does have low blood pressure.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why she have the issue.
Okay. Anything you want to answer about that, or should you just let her be with that?
Yeah. She need to... It'll be too long to explain, so
okay.
Just leave it there.
Okay. So we'll just leave it there a bit for now. Okay, just like I have a really long question coming in. Hold on. Hold on. It's a long question. 1 second. Still reading it. Okay, so the question basically coming in, if I can summarize it, is, you know, getting access to being able to get quick access to a question and message board to either myself, Sifu James, or Franco, because sometimes questions are being sent in and we're not able to connect with this, or we can't always get back to people. Okay. So to answer your question, Deb, is no, we do not have a Q&A board. All the calls that I have done with Franco, that's why we post all the recordings up, and also all the calls that I've done with Sifu James, that's why they're posted up. We do not have and there's also the transcripts. So if there's a question that you have that's similar to one of the topics we've done, just run through the transcripts. And part of that is that we just do not have the resources of time. I really do not. I know Sifu James does not, and I know that Franco does not. It's also why we allow a little bit of Q&A before and after these calls to try to get to your questions as much as we can. I know that Franco has not been able to be available for quite some time just because of all the work that he's doing in the background. And we'll be having a call with Franco next week. Sifu James tries to make himself available on these calls once a month. We always tune in to see what is the most beneficial transmission to do to assist you, and that's how we do the calls. And then we have the feedback section after the call. That's probably the best way to get through to us right now. As far as a Q&A board, I did try doing that once upon a time and putting it up, but I just found that people still wanted to have their own questions asked regardless of the Q&A board, and it just became too big of a resource for me to have to manage because I still have everything else we have to do. So I'd recommend you go through the transcripts or listen to the Q&A answers from that, or once again, if it is pertaining to the topic that we have called for that evening, then send us an email, and we always do our best to answer as much as we can on the call. If we don't answer your question directly, maybe there's been three or four questions that are similar, we try to bunch them together and then answer them. Okay? I think. And yes. So I think that's the best way to answer you right now, Deb. Okay? Any other, anything you want to add to that, James?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to understand, too, that, you know, even though we all do all of this, we still have regular lives, we still have families, we still have everything else that we have in our lives to manage like you guys do. And just because we're doing this doesn't mean that we have some kind of magic potion. We still live everyday lives. So we try to make things as available for you on the website by posting everything and having the calls, but we're just not at a position where we can have somebody manage a Q&A board or have myself manage a Q&A board to have those things answered for you. All right? There you go, Debbie. And her comment from her is also, yes, I did a lot of sighing, deep breathing, heart rate increasing, and I have very high blood pressure. Okay. Okay. Good. All right. So let me just take one last question and comment, and then we will wrap up for the evening. So hold on. Okay. So the last comment is from Lisa, and she asks, will this help with my pancreas because I deal with type 1 diabetes? So that's from Lisa. Would you like to answer that first, Sifu James?
Yeah, if you recall in all our teaching, always saying if you are at 5-8 level, when you're at 5-8 level, just call. Now, if you are not at that level, just concentrate your thought on the pancreas. And then call 5-8 heal, or 5-8 normalize. Okay? That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do a little better than that, go and do some research work at Google. Now, just call GCMAF and see how you feel. Now, GCMAF is a protein that's required by our immune system, especially our lymphatics, all the cells at lymphatic level. When you call GCMAF, now, the way you call it is 528-GCMAF, and you see, feel your body is all open up because the cells are everywhere. So am I confusing you? Now, basically, it's quite simple. Just at 5 to 8 level, you can do a lot of work. But if you are not at that level, your energy is not going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is 5 to 8 is, think of it as a command level where you can command your body. You say GC, which is capital G, lowercase c, MAF, is a protein that your body emits to do a lot of incredible things. And if you search GCMAF on Google, you'll find two sites mainly that are run by David Noakes and his incredible work and research into GCMAF. So what Sifu James is suggesting is that then just put yourself in a relaxed state and just call in 5 to 8. First, you know, do the test. We call it the 5 to 8 test, which is basically when you bring your hands facing each other and then just call on 5 to 8 until you feel the expansion. When you feel that expansion, you know that you're at 5 to 8. When you're at that level, then you can say 5 to 8 and then call in GCMAF, and then you can use the word repair, pancreas. You can say normalize the pancreas, recharge the pancreas. You can use those words, but do not put my pancreas, because once again, we're going back to the no me. It's not just me. We're all energetic. So you're just focusing on recharging or balancing the pancreas. And then let that go. And do it for a minute or so. You don't have to. Do you want them just doing the 1 minute rule, Sifu James, or longer for this one?
No, usually you don't have to keep on calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. What I do, I just say 5 to 8, pancreas, normalize. Until I feel I keep on calling until I feel the pancreas is start to have some reactions. Then I know the energy is there to fixing it. Then I can just relax and stop until you don't feel the vibration anymore. Then you just get up and walk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa? So try that and then send us an email in letting us know how that was for you. Okay? Good, everyone. Wonderful. So once again, I want to thank you all for being here tonight. I want to thank Sifu James for facilitating this wonderful energy transmission. Just a heads up that we do have Level 1 Qigong coming up this weekend, which I highly recommend if you're in the Toronto area to come. Even if you've done the program, there's always more stuff to do and learn. And it's also a great way that we all get to connect with each other and check in with what is happening. Thank you very much for your contribution, as it greatly assists us to continue. Next week, we have a call with our dear friend Franco Di Nicola, which hasn't happened in a long time. So we're very much looking forward to that. The other thing that I'd like you to put on your calendars is the next energy transmission that we'll be doing with Sifu James is, I thought I had it here. I believe it's April 21st, correct?
No.
Sorry, Mike. No, it's the 28th.
Yes.
Sorry, my calendar is so full of stuff that it's not coming up in my viewer. Yes. And that one will be on hormone balancing. So do put down April 28th in your calendar. Those of you that are coming Saturday, looking forward to seeing you. It's at 77 Finch Avenue East in the building we had last one. And also we have our summer retreat that we'd love for you to come in and be with us at. It will be with Sifu James Fu, Franco Di Nicola, and myself. It will be taking place at the Kingsbridge Center, just close to us here in Toronto, which is a very close access from the airport. And that is coming up on June 11, 12, and 13th, Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday. So Sifu James, myself, and Frank will be together, be getting together very soon to just finalize all the exact details of the program, and so that you have what the topic will be. But you'll always know that whenever we do things, we always want it to be as current to those dates energetically as possible. So whether or not you know what the topic is, put yourself in. All right? So with that, I want once again to say thank you very much to Sifu James. Thank you for all
You're welcome.
You for being here. Thank you for all of you for being here. And namaste. And we'll connect again soon. Sending you lots of love, everybody. Good night.
Okay, good night.
The moderator has left the conference.